for contentious objection to military service. 2, ratify the second optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. 3, fully implement the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, and improve the conditions of persons in detention. 4, release persons detained for political reasons and refrain from restricting the freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly and association, as well as the freedom of religion or belief. 5, continue efforts to remove gender disparity in education and promote gender equality. 6, strengthen efforts to combat sexual and gender-based violence, especially within the armed forces. And 7, extend a standing invitation to the Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Eritrea and to all special procedures and cooperate fully with OHCHR. We wish a successful review.
I thank the distinguished delegate of Germany. Now I would like to invite the distinguished delegate of Ghana. You have the floor.
Mr. Vice President, we warmly welcome the delegation of Eritrea. We applaud the commendable efforts made by Eritrea to improve access to health care for all segments of the population, particularly for vulnerable groups and persons living in remote areas, and the measures adopted to enhance educational outcomes for children.